Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
Offense, offense, offense. Maybe a little D because Katie Denevere wants to be known as a two-way player, and she is. She's been on the All-Missouri Valley defensive team, but Katie, we are not spending any time on that. We're going to talk about you being one of the top scorers in the country, not just in the Missouri Valley, at over 20 points a game. There's only 20 players in the country right now at the time of the recording with nothing but net that have scored over and averaged over 20 points a game. So, Katie Denevere, the four-year point guard at Drake in the Missouri Valley, welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Katie, I could give a long introduction that would take forever and ever. We'd take up all of our time and your time, which I know is valuable. You probably got to get some shots up. Tell us how it's going this year. You're in your fourth year. You do have another year of eligibility because of COVID, I believe.
I don't. I'm actually the last class out, so this is my last and final year. I wish I had another year.
So it is the end. All right. So how's it going?
It's going good so far. 5-2 in conference, so we've done pretty good so far. Just had a tough two-game stretch, so coming off of that, we play at Missouri State tomorrow. But we have a really good group of girls. We have a lot of fun on the court, a lot of fun off the court. We're really connected, so it's been fun to see us develop from October till now. But it's Drake basketball. It's fun basketball, so it's been fun to just play and play free.
When I think about Drake basketball, I think about five players operating as one. Unselfish in the way they share the ball, playing with pace, and just absolutely shoot the lights out. We got the same team this year?
Yeah, we got the same team. You described it to a T, so that's perfect.
Every year, you have gotten a little bit stronger. Your body, you just look stronger to me. You just look like you put on some muscle. Tell us what it's been like, the transformation from Miss Iowa in basketball in high school to all the way being a former last year's winner of the Player of the Year, and this year the headliner for Player of the Year as well.
Yeah, I think it goes into just our program here at Drake. We have a great strength program. They keep us fed really good here, which is super nice. We have a nutritionist that comes in every year and speaks to us. So on body wise, I think that really attests to it. And then we have a great coaching staff that develops us into the players that we are. And like you said, we play free and we shoot lights out. And I think that's a testament to Drake's program and to our philosophy here at Drake. Everyone has a green light at any time. And I think that's really allowed me to grow and develop as a basketball player and in my confidence as well. So it's been fun to be a part of. And it's really weird looking back, knowing that we counted yesterday, we have 6 home games left. So that's crazy to me, but time flies and I attest everything, all my success, to Drake University.
Well, Katie, you've been so fun to watch. You're such a great kid to get to know, too. And, you know, part of what we do on this podcast is try to highlight personality, IQ, and work ethic. And we know what your work ethic is. We see your IQ on the floor. What are some of the other things that you like to do that are around basketball with your team?
Yeah, our team, honestly, we just like to hang out. Like, whether that's sitting at home and watching a movie or playing board games, we're pretty boring, I think, as a team. But we spend so much time together. And I think, again, going to our philosophy here at Drake, we are a family. We, in between workouts, we'll sit in the locker room. Like, no one ever wants to leave this place. And I think that's what's so special, is we just, we'll go in and bother the coaches just for fun, just to hang out. And we all genuinely love being around each other. And we leave for Missouri State here. We take off, our flight leaves at 2. So we're excited to go sit on a plane together. I think those are the best memories that we have at Drake. It's not necessarily going out and doing stuff, going to the mall, whatever, but it's just, it's a downtime you get to spend with the people you love.
I know you understand the history of the game quite a bit. So I want to ask you this and put this in context. You know, some of the great coaches in the history of basketball have come from Philadelphia or New York City. Some of the great basketball players on the women's side in the history of the game have come from Iowa. Obviously, everyone would point to Caitlin Clark, but there's a lot of great history out of the state of Iowa. Why is that young girls in the state of Iowa grow up to be such great basketball players?
Yeah, I think it's the community and fan base that we have, especially here in central Iowa. You have people that show up to high school games. That's what people love to do on their Tuesdays and Friday nights. The high school basketball is a huge thing in the state of Iowa. You have All Iowa Tech, who Dixon Jensen, the leader of that, has turned that into a phenomenal program. It was one of my favorite times playing basketball for the Attack. And I think that has shaped young girls into loving basketball and loving the game. And then obviously you have the Iowa State, Drake, and you and I, the little four piece there. And I think you have a lot of successful people that want to stay in Iowa. You have Maya McDermott at UNI. And like you said, you have Caitlin Clark going to Iowa and me staying here in Des Moines. I think you have people that want to stay and represent Iowa growing up watching basketball. That's all you do. And I think that's what's so special about our state and the fan base that we have here.
Well, you mentioned Maya McDermott, and we've had Maya on the podcast recently. And in our conversation with her, it's so ironic, she brings your name up also. You know, you two are great competitors. You're former teammates with Dixon in the All-Iowa Attack. You've grown up in neighborhood near each other, and you played against each other. You're still playing against each other, and you're both on top of the standings from a scoring standpoint. You're both 1-2 in the Valley in scoring. In your top three in assists, you lead the league in assists. What is it about that competition, that camaraderie, that brings out the best in each of you?
Oh, I love Maya. I love Maya, and I grew up just fangirling over her. She's a phenomenal basketball player, and I remember we played on the same travel team in like eighth grade. She would come sub for our basketball team, and you know, she's a year older than me, so I thought she was so cool at the time. I still do. I love and I admire her. She's an amazing player, but I think we're also super competitive. So, you know, on the court when we're playing against each other, we're competing, but then off the court it's that immediate friendship, that bond that I hope we have forever. I love her. I love playing against her, and I miss playing with her. She's definitely a person you want on your team. But again, I think it's just cool that we wanted to stay in our home state and represent our respective schools.
Maya knew that I was going to be talking to you down the road. And I said, was there any trash talk between the two of you? And she said no. And she didn't expect me to plant anything. So I'm not going to do that because I don't want to plant something that causes some sort of rift. But she knew that I was thinking, how could I stir these two up during the game? I don't want to mess you up. I want to ask you about your family. Your parents are athletes. They're golfers. They're basketball players. They do a little bit of everything. Your family. What's your golf game like?
Ooh, it depends on the day. So my dad, he golfed in Nebraska. He's a golf pro now. He works at a country course and he teaches golf lessons. And then I have a younger brother who plays golf at UNI. And so I was pretty good growing up until my brother got better than me. And me being super competitive, I didn't like that. So I took a break from golf for a little bit. I'm back on the course now. But I'm not the most patient when it comes to the golf game. I can hit it pretty far. I like to drive it. Short game's not very good, and I'm not patient enough to wait for it. So I got to work on that. And I'm excited to indulge in my golf game again this summer.
Yeah, I'm all about golf, my second sport. And you're a shot maker. It won't take you long to figure it out.
Right.
It'll transfer. Plus, if your dad is a pro, then you're going to get the best lessons you can get. And I'm sure you and your brother probably have had a lot of competitions about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's competitive household growing up.
So I want you to tell me about dropping 40 on Iowa and what that felt like. Because let me just give the stat line here. You went 8-for-17 from the floor, 7-for-15 from the three-point line, 17-for-20 from the free throw line.
Yeah, a lot of free throws.
That
was a fun game. Those in-state games are always so fun. And I think, you know, I had a lot of confidence that game. I think when we get crowds that big, those are what you live for. You live to have a packed, sold-out arena. And we had our first debut of our baby blue uniforms. So we were fired up. I was ready to go. And that's kind of been my philosophy this year. Just let it fly. Just let it fly. And, you know, good shooters keep shooting. So no matter what, you just got to see the ball in. And once that ball goes in a couple of times, then you get the confidence rolling and you just keep letting it fly.
You answer the three W's for me: who to get the ball to, when and where. You have such a high IQ about the way you play, but your instincts are so good as well. Four double doubles this season. You lead the league in assists again. You know, how do you want people to remember you when your time in a Drake uniform, whether it's the baby blues or the regular blue? How do you want people to remember you, Katie?
I just want people to remember me as someone who has a smile on their face when they're playing. I love the game of basketball so much, and I love being competitive, and I hope that people can see that I give 110%, whether the ball is going in the net or not. I just try and do my best to leave everything out there on the court, so with a positive attitude. That's how I want to be remembered.
Well, that's the way we see you when we watch you as a player, and that's the way I see you when you're off the floor as well. You've got greatness ahead of you, young lady.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for spending time with us again. You've become a regular every year on the podcast. We'd like to keep up with you when you're done playing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.